The verse says where Peter was given the gospel of the circumcision, where Paul was given the gospel of the uncircumcision. I'm telling you, you can't be one, you can't be both at the same time. There is a difference. Just like my shirt is brown, his is blue. My shirt probably has blue in it to make it brown, but my eyes aren't saying it's blue. It's brown. Chapter 16, verse 25 in Romans. Now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world began. Okay, so before this verse was written here, can you find this previously? Seriously? It's funny how people try and drag this thing back into the last part of the Old Testament. The four last books, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John of the Old Testament. It is funny how they try and drag this. They may not even know what the mystery is, to be honest with you. Turn to 1 Corinthians 15, I believe is where I want to go. Here we go again. Paul's making this very personal. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you. So, if he says he preached it, did Peter preach it? No, he did not. Which also ye have received and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures. Somebody help me out. Where's that verse where they would not have crucified him? Yeah, I'm not sure if I wrote that one down. First Corinthians 2. You know what? I do have it written down if that's what it is. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 6 to 8. Very well. I wasn't sure I had this one written down. Turn to 1 Corinthians 2. Okay. My point being is... something, I got it. Verse 6. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that came to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. Somebody explain the word mystery. How would you define the word mystery? Something that is hidden. Yeah. When you have a mystery supper, how would you define a mystery supper? It's something that was hidden. It's clues. There's clues. Anyway, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. So now, another interesting thing. When was this ordained? Exactly. God had this beautiful, perfect plan that us worthless, good-for-nothing, filthy Gentiles could get saved. Oh, people think we could get saved in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Oh, no, you can't. Unless you want to bless a Jew, and I don't think anybody here's got a Jew in their blessing pocket. I know a couple of Jews, but they're weird. I didn't say that. Which none of the princes of the world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. You see why this was a mystery? What we read in 1 Corinthians 15? They did not know that Christ was dying for our sins. Had no clue. So they up and killed him. Romans 2, verse 6. Verse 16. Romans 2, 16. Here's just a little bit more to clarify who Paul is and that Paul had his own separate gospel. And the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel. How are we going to be judged today? According to Romans through Philemon, Paul's writings. Take a look sometime when you I did it just the other day. Every book that Paul wrote, the first words are Paul. Either I, Paul, or Paul. In every book. And it, except Hebrews. Yeah, that's why he didn't write Hebrews. By my own, Paul says, by his own signature in his own books. So, no, he didn't write. For those of you who think he did, he didn't. Again, it's the Word of God. Ephesians chapter 3. And besides that, it's that simple, but yet it's as simple as the doctrine is different. Like I said, things that are different aren't the same. Ephesians 3 verse 9, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been, where? Hidden God. So, again, did Peter know it? No, Peter did not know it. Who created all things but Jesus Christ? You know, the Bible's pretty simple. Okay, so now, we've got, have the lost condition. That's, okay, we started out with, this is the final, this is God's authority. Hath God said? Yes, he has. We came to the conclusion that all men are lost. We came to the conclusion that there was a mystery given. So, what's your remedy to being lost? Get saved. Titus 2. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Titus chapter 2, verse 11. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to some men? All men. Get saved, folks. That's the remedy to being lost. Christ died for your sins. He was buried. Went to hell 3 days for you. You know, I was thinking about that. Hooked up a gas stove today and he turned the burners on, you know, and you feel the heat. You can't even hold your hand there for 5 seconds. You think 3 days isn't long? 5 seconds is torment.